Adonai. You are so good.
Yes, you are.
You are so good. All thanks. All thanks to you. We give you all that is due to God. We give you all the praise and the adoration in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. You may be seated. And today, I want to take the time to thank Brother Raphael for the great job that he did last week. And anybody remember the title of the message? Anybody? That is the title, Adjust or Fail to See. Adjust or fail to see what? Adjust or fail to see the glory of God. Amen. It was a wonderful message. I was blessed, and I believe you also were blessed. And for those who are new online right now, this is the African International Ministries of Calvary Gospel Church, and we are trying our best to bring to Calvary Gospel Church the worship flavor of Africa. Amen. Thank you, Sister Aurora. Thank you, Brother Kim. It is really a blessing to have Brother Kim with us. The heart of a servant is known. The servant never waits for the master to say, come to the fields. He jumps and he goes. And he does it without asking for a praise or a retribution. Brother Kim came with his family and went for a few months of training in the military. He came back. As soon as he landed, he called me and he said, I'm back. And ministry is what was in my heart. When I was there, I was thinking of the ministry. He jumped in, and I can tell you, the next day, he was with us helping Sister Evelyn close her storage unit, and worked with us. Every day, Pastor, what are we doing? What do we have to do? And I have never called to miss him. So, Brother Kim, we are so blessed to have you, and we want you to feel at home. This is your ministry, and everything that you bring to the ministry, we thank God, and we pray that he blesses you. God bless you for everything, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Today, I have a message for you, and the title is, Awaiting the Coming of the Kingdom of God. And it's an interrogation. Are you awaiting for the coming of the kingdom of God? Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, your promises are yea and amen. And you have promised to be with us all the way to the end of time. God, we thank you for this promise, for it holds like all promises, and will see to be accomplished. For Lord, you always follow your word into accomplishment. So Father, as we gather and are ready to hear from you, We pray your anointing on the human that is standing behind the pulpit. And we pray, God, your anointing on every ear that is hearing. That it is not just an ear to hear, but it is a heart to accept the word, to mold the word, and to obey to the word. So, Father, let everything at this point be shut off, and let your voice rise in power. Let every distraction be canceled, and let your voice touch the heart, the soul, and the mind of every one of us. For we have prayed in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Awaiting the coming of the kingdom of God, we will read Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9. It says in the King James Version, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. In the English Standard Version, it says, what has been is what will be. And what has been done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Nothing. Amen. Let's go ahead and read Luke the 17th chapter, and we will read from verses 20 to 21. Luke 17, 20 and 21. It says, being asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, he answered them, the kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Let me read that again. The kingdom of God is not coming in ways that can be observed. Nor will they say, look, here it is, or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of us. Let me read that again. For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Pharisees, those are the elite among the chosen people of God. Pharisees. Pharisees, they're supposed to be the most educated about God in every way. They're supposed to know about the kingdom of God in every way. They are the landmark of everything about God, not only in Israel, but all over the world. And they were so proud of being the elite of the chosen people of God. Amen. They did not think that anybody else could be called a son or a daughter of Abraham. They were the sons and the daughters of Abraham. I'm sorry,
since nobody is around, I don't have COVID, but if I had it, nobody would catch it. So I'm going to just talk so everybody can hear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So for the Pharisees, nobody else was supposed to be called a son or a daughter of Abraham. What they forgot is that God said to Abraham, through you, I will bless all the families on earth. They forgot that God said to Abraham, look at all the stars that you can see in on the sky over there. That is going to be the number of your children if you can't count them. They forgot that God told him that the sun that is in the seashore, that's going to be the number of Abraham's sons and daughters. But since we are the chosen one, and since we are the Elite, the landmark, all the other sons and daughters of Abraham, we don't care about them. They have to look up to us. That was the attitude until Christ came. In Christ, did not go to the Elites. No. He went to those who were left for account. He did not present himself to the pontificate at the time. He went to a family of, I would say, the level of poverty. That's where he was born. That's where he was conceived, and that's where he was born. There is nothing new under the sun. My brother, my sister, today, Christians are just like Pharisees. We are thinking, anybody who is not Christian, God is not thinking of them. They're not God creation. They're not God creatures. We are. To the point where Pharisees would not count even the Sadducees to be like them. And when the Lord came, when he taught everything, and when he was done and he was about to go, he said, love your neighbor as yourself. Ha, Pharisees, Sadducees also are the sons and daughters of Abraham. It was not like a do it if you can. It was a command. And also, attached to this command was a warning. On the last day, you will come to me and you will say, I was a son and a daughter of Abraham. I did exactly what Abraham did. Told us to do. And I did everything according to the law, according to the judges, according to this and according to that. And he will tell you, move away from me. I don't know you. It's a gnashing of teeth. It will be really, really the the loss of the loss. This loss is not something that you can recuperate, for it is eternal. I don't know you. For when I was cold, shivering out there, you thought that I was not of Abraham. For when I was sick out there, not knowing what to do with my life, you said, I'm not taking time for him. When I was out there, without a house where to live, you say, leave him alone. He just is a lazy one. He doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to. It is still a creature of God. Hey, my people. Out there, in some countries, the people who cannot eat twice a day. Over here, every day, after every meal, we throw away. We throw away. And believe me, I have come to realize that this system of the so-called developed countries is a system that is meant to make people who are poor stay poor or even poorer. And if you are rich and for a reason or another you sleep out of your financial privileges, you slip and you fall, nobody will rescue you. So I saw downtown Madison, Wisconsin, people who had mansions and who are now on a bicycle. They have no place where to sleep. Oh, this guy, he had a mansion and he is now on a bicycle. I don't care about him. Did Jesus say that? Did Jesus say that we should do that? Anywhere in the Bible? If he could give you and me a second chance, should we give a second chance to anybody around us? Pharisees, the elite, the landmarks. And when you are on that top, it becomes difficult for you to look low. It becomes difficult for you to come down the ladder. It becomes difficult for you to come down from your top place. But he, Jesus, he was higher and higher and higher and higher and higher than everybody. And for you and for me, he came lower, lower, and lower than anybody could go. He did not see the robbers that we are. He did not look at the fact that we could not even. He went all the way to the cross. Today, what was that the Pharisees were doing at the time of Jesus is being done here right now. By who? by Christians, us. Am I my brother's keeper? That's the question. Remember Cain? Am I my brother's keeper? That's the attitude. Am I my brother's keeper? Just do it legalistically. Just do it so people see that you're doing it. Just do it to look like you also are doing it. Remember this, this Sadducee knocking his head against the wall. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. And remember also these Pharisees standing by. Thank you, Lord, for I am not like him. You remember this? It is happening today. It's happening today. We got to reassess ourselves. We got to the word of God is a mirror. Look into it and you will see yourself. Correct it if you have all this dust on your hair. Take off your eye. This pult. And then see the grass in the eye of your fellow. Let's read Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. We're reading from verses 14 to verses 20. Mark 16, 14 to 20. Afterwards, he appeared to the 11 themselves, and they were reclining at table. Look at this word. They were reclining at table. And he rebuked them of their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whosoever believeth and is baptized will be saved, but whosoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hand on sick, and they will recover. So then, the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by accompanying signs. Let's go to Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Now, the 11 disciples, that was minus Judah, went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me." That is that you do not have to fear anymore. You do not have to shake anymore. I am risen. This is me. I have all the power and all the authority, as well as in heaven, as well as on earth. That's what he's saying. And now, you have this assurance that he is risen. You have this assurance that all he has said has come to accomplishment. And he is giving you this assurance, this certainty, this something that you can take to the bank and cash. I have all authority. Now he is saying, 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold," this is what he says at the end, "and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." He didn't say, "Just go." He didn't say, "I don't know how it's going to be." He didn't say, "Do what you can." He didn't say, "It's possible that you encounter hardship, rejection, and everything, but I won't be there." No, he said, "I will be with you." Always, to the end of times. It's not going to be today and not there tomorrow. He's not going to be with us today and not tomorrow. Always. And when this God says always, it is always. When it is raining, it is always. When it is snowing, it is always. When it is war, it is always. When it is peace, it is always. So I'm asking myself, and this is something I have preached and I will preach again. I am preaching that to you because this time around, something that has been lived before is happening. The Pharisees that were listening, observing, checking, searching, wanting to know how the kingdom of God would come today, some people are looking. When is it happening? When is it not going to come? When is it? And Jesus said to them, "You cannot observe to see it. It is already with you. It is already in you. You have it already in you. I am with you all the time to the end." What are we looking for out there in politics? are we looking there behind men? What are we looking there behind ideologies? What are we looking there? There is nothing there. For there is nothing under the sun. They tried before, and they could not. Hitler, you remember this guy? You remember that it was, Christians supported him. And he came to power. Yes. It's a scandal. It's a great scandal. Instead of doing what God has sent them to do, Christians have turned around to follow people, to follow ideologies, and to follow politics. It wasn't good. How many millions of people died? Sounded good. And at that point, they were talking about Marxism, they're talking about socialism, they're talking about people coming to ruin you, people coming to kill you, people coming to make you miserable, people coming to make you slaves in your houses. That was what was happening at the time of Hitler. So please, be careful. What you have in front of you is, go ye and make of all nations my disciples. And I will be always with you. You don't need any power. You don't need any other power. You don't need people's power. You don't need people's ideology. You don't need all of these. You need to be on the way. The same that said, let the light be, is the same that said, I will be with you all the way to the end of. Now, do we believe God? Do we believe who said so? That's the problem. If we believe him, the signs that he said will follow us, will follow us. Those signs will follow us, and nobody would even know. He is with us because he doesn't portray himself out there. He doesn't show off out there. He does things so. Look at Paul with an aspic, this serpent, the poisonous serpent that cannot, it bites you and 5 minutes to follow you down. That serpent beat Paul, and he did that serpent in the fire, and people are watching to see him die. Is that the testimony that makes you wanna say, I don't care what is happening out there, I want to reach the soul? Church has become politics instead of staying the outreach of souls. And I'm asking myself, is this world established forever? My Bible says it's going to go away. Only this, the word of God, remains. What are we doing out there? The Christians of Europe, of Germany, they may not say to you that they regret, but they regret. For through them, a tyrant has come. And what has happened? Killing has started. He killed even all to the church. I don't don't care who you say is out there. They won't do anything to bring any soul to Jesus. No law will bring a soul to Jesus except you and me preaching it to them, teaching it to them, bringing them to repentance and to the change of a heart. That's only how it will come. And believe me, if everybody on this earth were to become Christian, we will not have all this mess out there. We will not. And Jesus did not tell us to go and do a little bit and wait for him to come. He said, all through the world, at all times, until he comes. I'm believing God that if every Christian on this earth did his part of the commission, if I'm here today because somebody did his part in Africa, if I do my part, and everybody does his part, the one who promised to be with us all the way to the end of times, he's going to do his part. I can't change the heart. All I need to do is preach it. I can't change a man. All I need to do is tell him what is wrong and what is right. Tell him there is a savior. Tell him he loves him. Tell him he can change everything. If that person chooses to change, hallelujah. If he chooses to not change, that's not my fault. But he who promised to be with us always to the end of time, he can do everything. Sow the seed, water it, circle around it, weed out all around the seed that you have sown, and he will give the increase. But if we try to make of politics a way for our church to be a church, we're doing it wrong. It's not right. Jesus is the pillar. And he said, I will build my church on what? The revelation, the word, the knowledge of God. And what will happen? Even the gate of hell, no demon, nothing will prevail against it, because the Lord has said so. It is so. We can use WhatsApp. We can use Facebook. Some people will see it and say, it's again those people talking about God. But some will hear and they will hearken to it. And that's the only way you can reach them. That's the only way you can bring them to God. Your weapon is going to kill not only the body, but the soul is going back to God. Amen? If it is a soul that is saved, it is saved. If it is a soul that is lost, it is lost. What are we doing out there? What are we doing out there? Nobody. And let me tell you with all my eyes open, nobody will shut off the church of God. In Russia, there are churches. In China, there are churches. And believe me, if you want people who believe in God, those are the people. There is no way hell will stop the church of God. Corona has come. Thank God Facebook is here. Thank God there is a Google. Thank God there is an internet. What are we playing out there behind people, behind ideologies, behind movements? What are we looking for out there? There is nothing out there. It has happened before. The results were not good. It will happen again, and the result will not be good. The only result will be good is the result of Jesus working in the heart. The results of Jesus working through us in the life of people. So please, please remember, he didn't say, do anything else but preach the gospel. Teach what he taught us. If we run after weapons, it's wrong. If we run after ideologies, it is wrong. If we run behind people, it is wrong. Let's read James. James 4:4. James chapter 4, verses 4. In my Bible it says, you adulterous people. He's talking to who? James is talking to Pharisees, people who go to the temple, people who know God, people who are Christian. He's talking to them. You adulterous people. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whosoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. It was not people that did not know God. It was people in the church. He was not talking to pagans. He was talking to Christian, and he is calling them adulterers. Why? Because they were doing things of the world. Some were lining up to do things that God prohibited even in the Old Testament. How many people are worshiping an ideology today? How many people are worshiping men today? How many people in church? They may not know, but what they do suggests that they're worshiping them. I want you and I to stay focused. Let's read 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verses 14. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verses 14. do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? You know it is demoniac, but you pactize with it. You know it is not godly, but you pactize with it. God is not going to change. His word is not going to change. You and I have to always readjust ourselves to the word. You and I have always to wiggle ourselves to fit in the word. The world is not changing either. It is the same old thing. Shining, shining, calling for you to come and get trapped. Satan is not changing either. He has one and one objective. Distract you, grab you, destroy you, and kill you. And he doesn't care how much you know about the Bible. He doesn't care how much you can quote it. All he cares about is how much Jesus is with you. That's what he fears. That's what he fears. For the Bible says, in my name, those who believe will cast out demons. Why? Because he is with them always to the end of time. I want to tell you, if we are now thinking that somebody will come to power and help the church, we are saying Jesus is not capable of keeping his church. If we are thinking that laws are going to be erected to help the church, we are saying that the one who said that he has built his church and no gates of hell shall prevail is not able to do what he promised to do. We are saying that the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Master of Peace, that says he will be with us all the way to the end, is not able to keep us, to help us. That's what I see. That's only when you will swerve and say, somebody help me because my church is not standing. Let them come and shut the door. This Jesus will find a way to get you through. Let them come and say, no more Christianity. There will be always churches. No man on this earth will stop that. No man. No movement. No army. The church of Jesus Christ is advancing. It will advance because he is the creator. He is the author. He is the one who is in his church. Not fear, my brother. Don't fear it. It has always. I mean, it has already happened. And the church is still here. Yeah. It has already happened. Years pass. The church of God is advancing. Why are we out there trying to do things that Jesus did not ask us to do? We don't need that. We just have to focus, laser focus, doing what he has said do. And what are the signs that will follow us? Exactly what has followed the disciples when they started doing it. The Bible says, they went. And the signs that Jesus said would follow them was following them. Amen. They will beat you up. Paul, how many times was he beaten, left to die, went back? How many Christians has he won to Christ? How many souls? If I'm here today, if you are here today, it's because of the work of this Saul, this Paul. If everybody, every one of us, we do it just like Saul, it's not only the world that will be changed. It's everything that will be changed. For if everybody become Christian, you will not hear about abortion. If everybody becomes Christian, you will not hear about robbery. You will not hear about looting. You will not hear about all these kinds of violence out there. You can kill them today, tomorrow, rioting, stealing. Abortion. Use your gun. Use your power. It will not eradicate it. Let the word of God enter the heart. Everything will change. Everything will change. The Paul that was killing Christians was killed for Christians. I've seen a lot of people in my lifetime, because they preach the gospel, the end of these people, if you look up with your eyes, you would not want to finish like them. But if you look with your soul, you want to finish like them. They died for Christ. And that Christ said, you believe in me. If you do what I say, do. Even if you die, you shall live. If you want to keep your life, you will lose it. If they don't kill you, you will still die. You want to keep your life? But if you lose that life for Christ, for the gospel, you will live, and you will live forever. Let's read to end. Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22 and verses 10 through 15. And we'll end with this reading. Revelation 22:10 to 15. Chapter 10. And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Remember John? Angel telling him, write in the book. He is writing the book.
He's at the end, and the angel is telling him, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy, and the righteous still be righteous, and the holy still be holy. Behold, I'm coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to eat of the tree of life, and that they may enter the city by the gate. I want to stop here and say, not by the window. There will be no. By the gate. Amen. Outside, listen to that. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and the sexual immorals and murderers, idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. Everyone who loves and practices falsehood. That's what is out there. Don't line up with those. Don't sit on the same bench with them. They're scornful. Stay righteous. The book is not sealed up. Let the righteous remain righteous, and the scornful stay scornful. That's what it says. Father, I pray. I've preached it. I've said it. You do the rest. For you alone can do it. My God, inside of me, I'm thinking humbly. What can I do to awaken whosoever know it better and is still trying to get lost? And I can't think of what to do. So I'm praying, God, for this is the means that I can use. I'm praying, awaken your people. Turn them around. Show them the right way. Bring them back to themselves. Enlighten your people. Let them know that they need to change. And help them change. I pray in Jesus' name for all those who have listened, for all those who will listen. Father, I pray that your anointing always follow every minute that they listen. God, for this crowd in this place, I pray your blessings over everyone, your help to follow everyone, your grace and your favors to follow them every day of their life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, if you have followed us, if the word of God has talked to you and you think you want to change, please call us. Call us. Text us. 608-347-5304. We will help you understand more, and we will help you take the right path. For Jesus is the right path. He is the way, the light, and the truth. God bless you.